Until recently, climate change alarmists have stayed far away from mentioning what is known as the medieval warm period. Why is that? Well, that's what you're about to find out on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Climate change alarmists, those who unquestioningly accept the pseudoscience that suggests human beings are causing a disaster by releasing too much carbon dioxide, have an influence beyond their community, even causing comments in otherwise sound scientific research. And remember, the term they prefer these days is climate change rather than global warming, as the former phrase gets them off the hook if temperatures are seen to decrease. A recent piece of excellent research from Columbia University looked at the existence of megadroughts in the southwest of the United States over 2,000 years, which suddenly ceased about the year 1600. Such droughts might last a couple of years each. The negative effect on the research is that the authors felt obliged to comment that megadroughts could return to the area because of climate change, by which they meant anthropogenic global warming. The positive side of the research is that probably for the first time, modern climate scientists are looking at reasons and effects of what is known as the medieval warm period, which would have been at its peak from about 950 AD through 1250 AD. In much recent climate change research, the period was ignored. Especially the MWP did not appear in the infamous hockey stick graph of alleged global warming. It's good to see the MWP acknowledged, as its cause could have had nothing to do with modern industrial issues. Climates constantly change, but God's hand on climate conditions never ceases.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com, where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.